این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. The topic of this part is a strive to strengthen spirituality and repress carnality. We must strive to strengthen this spirituality and to crush this carnality as much as we can. If this is resolved, then everything will be resolved. The differences are based on this subject. No difference occurs in the world except that it originates from this. On the very first day, Satan said that, Thou hath created me from fire and created him from mud. I am better than him. I violated the command of Allah and told Allah that he was better. And this satanic inheritance is for all of us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio and the subject of consequences of sins Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said if you are dominated by the love of this world and love of the self and if this prevents you from perceiving truth and realities and prevents you from performing deeds purely for God and if you are kept from enjoying the truth and enjoying patience and you are thereby obstructed from the way to guidance then you will be lost. Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the dangerous consequences of sins which lead into nothing but corruption. You know, sins are fatal poisons and lethal germs that spoil man and expose him to various sorts of dangers and perditions. The Holy Book of Quran provides horrible pictures concerning the inconveniences and dangers of the commitment of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, when we decide to destroy a town, we warn the rich ones therein who commit evil. Thus, it becomes deserving to destruction and we destroy its very foundations. Surah Al-Isra, verse number 16.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said Be wary of committing sins. The reason of any misfortune, shortage in earnings, or even a scratch, injury, or a wound is surely the commitment of a sin. The verse and this hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam warn us about the results of committing sins and refraining from repentance. The devil may seduce some people by the false idea that if sins had been fatal and destructive, they would have destroyed those who commit sins incessantly. While they are living in full luxury. To answer this false conception, we say that nothing at all can overcome God who does not anticipate the escape of anyone. He only respites the disobedient and postpones the penalties that are decided for them out of his care for their interests, expecting that they may recover their senses and turn to him in repentance, or that he gives them respite out of his sympathy with the innocent and weak individuals whom may be injured by such punishments. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may respite those who commit sins so that they will increase in acting disobediently to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to be able to pay close attention to the various educational programs and injunctions that Islam has blessed us with.
Every night and every day